Today we come to Isaiah chapter 3 as we look at America through the eyes of Isaiah. What causes a nation to fall apart? What happens when the structure of society crumbles? What are the signs that a nation is in serious trouble? Isaiah chapter 3 answers these questions. This is a fascinating chapter. It teaches us that leadership is vital to a country. And it also describes what happens when qualified leaders, especially male leaders, fade away in a culture. Isaiah talks about Judah in this chapter. This nation was sinful. God had warned them and punished them repeatedly, but they wouldn't repent. Their worship to God was vain, and their lives were full of greed and drunkenness and idolatry. So in Isaiah chapter 3, the prophet says that God will judge these people. In the Old Testament, God often punished His own people with war. Foreign armies attacked the Israelites, and they destroyed much of the Jews' land, and they took what they wanted and whom they wanted back to their own nation. Isaiah talks in this book about the Assyrians and later the Babylonians attacking Jerusalem and Judah. These heathen nations killed many of the Jews, but they also took away the Jews that they could use in their country. Why would they do that? They took skilled people, good workers, experienced managers, military and government personnel, educated people, and anyone else that could serve their purpose. For instance, Daniel and his three friends were some of the Jews with ability that the Babylonians later took back to their own country and made government workers and even government officials. So Isaiah chapter 3 tells us what happened. Watch this carefully. When these heathen nations took all the men with ability out of the land of Judah, who was left? Who would take their place? It would be people who were not qualified. They were the only ones left. They had no experience. They had no ability to lead. And even worse, they didn't have the character that they needed to lead. These were the low-life people, and suddenly, they're in charge. Does this sound familiar? It gets even more interesting. Let's read Isaiah chapter 3, verse 1. For behold, the Lord of hosts, doth take away from Jerusalem and from Judah the stay and the staff, the whole stay of bread, and the whole stay of water. The first thing to notice is that the hand of God was behind this. Why? It says that the Lord takes away from Jerusalem and from Judah. God is involved in this. Because these people were hardened in sin and they would not change. The Lord takes these things away. What things? Well, he mentions the stay and the staff, the whole stay of bread and the stay of water. The word stay in the King James Version means support. In Psalm 18, verse 18, in a different context, David said, "The Lord was my stay." That means the Lord was his support. So the New King James Version uses the words stock and supply, that is, the supply of water, the supply of bread. These people had stored up food and water, but the war brought chaos. And not only was the food supply diminished, but the people who had organized and managed these supplies are now gone. And the people that are left have no knowledge or ability to do this. And what is worse is that they didn't care. So the reserves that they had were used up quickly. The people had depended on these supplies, and now they're on their own. And there's no leadership to fix the problem. So the first sign of national decline that he mentions here was a lack of basic necessities. The economy of the nation was in serious trouble. But let's read verse 2. He also says that the mighty man and the man of war will be taken out of the land. There were no skilled people left. There were no trained, experienced leaders. There were no military leaders. There was little national defense because the men of courage and ability, the mighty men, were gone. The man of war, that is, the common soldier, was no longer a part of their culture. Now, before all this happened, the people of Judah had depended on the military to protect them, to preserve their comfortable way of life. But now, no one knows how to train a military. No one knows how to organize a military. Perhaps these people had taken their military for granted before this. But now they need them. Does this sound familiar? This means that there was also no law and order on the local level because the chain of command is gone. No one is in charge. No one is safe. The Bible says that God placed government on earth to keep order, to punish crime, and to reward law-abiding citizens, Romans 13, 1-7, and 1 Peter 2:13 and 14. So the second indication of a nation in trouble is a weakened national defense and the absence of the rule of law.